What stood out to you about Devontae's season? I mean, you were obviously worked with him a bunch last year. Just to get from where he is there, or where he was then, to where he's heading to now.
I think one is a confidence, and two, it's getting opportunities and taking advantage of them. I think he has a plan now, and I think he understands a lot more what we're trying to do and how to do it. I think 3 years under his belt helps that part of it too. And then, getting them more exposure in different positions and not just lining up in one spot, all that stuff, he's taking advantage of it. And I like where his mindset is, and we just got to, continue to push each other and get him to play even better for us, because we're going to need him the rest of the way for sure.
The passing game is relying on a lot of those quick passes. What are some of the important things for your receivers to do when the throw is going to be there, maybe a second or less?
It doesn't, to take it to another step, it doesn't matter if it's a short or medium or long. I think the understanding of what that route is supposed to be, being where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there, is the most important thing. And then we got to catch it when we get the opportunities. No matter if it's on target or not, we stress that every single day, that every ball in the air is our ball, and that's our focus. And so when you're referring to the shorter passes, we got to be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. And we make sure that that's something that we communicate all week long in the plan, and then most importantly with Aaron.
Hey, look, I feel like the narrative with Devontae, when we talk to him, all we ask him about is last year or the injury or his confidence. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, from a purely football perspective, are there things that he's just doing far better than he had in the past that have allowed him to succeed this year?
I think I've said it in here before. As far as talking about last year, I wasn't around him enough to make a judgment towards that. So I'm gonna let that be. But as far as this year for him, I think, like I said, I think he's got a plan, and I think he's working really hard at that plan. For every single route, he has an idea of what he wants to accomplish, and he's going full speed. I think his play style and tempo is really good right now. And I think that, him sticking to his plan and his approach and his assignments, I think he's attacking them. I mean, you're not seeing mental errors. You're not seeing drops. You're seeing a guy that has a plan. He knows what he's doing with that, and he's attacking it with a different play style.
What does that mean, have a plan? Have a plan on how he approaches his job every day?
Well, if you ask any receiver coach in the country, they're going to tell you the first thing that they do is they want to give their receivers a plan. How are we going to approach this guy in a one-on-one situation? So when I say he has a plan for each person that he's going to line up against in front of.
Where do you think you guys are just catching the ball this year? The drops, are they minimal? Are they where you want them to be? Or how do you
assess that? I haven't assessed it that way, so I wouldn't be giving you an honest answer. I feel like I said, I feel like we are attacking the football when the ball is in the air. And, the biggest part about our job is converting those plays when we get those opportunities. And you can see when we play well on offense, it's usually because we're converting those plays. So if you felt like we played well, we've probably converted a lot of those. And if you felt like we didn't, we probably didn't convert enough of those.
What did Devontae do on the second touchdown catch? How did he – when you watched that live and on tape, how the hell did he catch that?
Yeah, I mean, it started from the beginning, though. He had a plan, and he created the separation early. And then when he got in the winning position, you're in control. And I think that enabled him to have some control at the end line there. And he did a great job of kind of shielding off the defender and, catching the ball, throwing his hands up late and understanding where he was on the field to get a knee down before he even hit the end line. So I think all that, it's part of that, the experience, the reps, things slowing down a little bit for you so you can play at that really fast speed and be successful and convert those type of plays.
I know Bill was asking him about that earlier this week, that late hands technique and doing that. Obviously, that's something I'm sure is a lot more difficult than he made it look. But is that something he does really well in your estimation in terms of being able? Because to me, it seems like if he goes up too early on that, that's going to tip them off right away to
Yeah, I mean, again, every situation is a little bit different, and I think having the experience, and like you're saying, Devontae's been put in that position a few times now through his 3 years, so he's experienced it, and he's kind of understanding when to do that. It's probably more of he knows when to do what now a little bit better than he ever has probably before, and I think that comes with his experience over these last 3 years.